stupid. Why is this door locked? I told you about locking your door when I visit, didn't I? I don't care if you're sleeping. I came to visit, and Mom and Dad are out for lunch, and I want to hang out with my big brother. Open up. You're so fucking stupid. Shit. Look what you just made me fucking do. You're gonna have fun explaining that one to Mom and Dad, huh? Stop! No, no, you're not getting out of this. Stop fucking struggling! It's okay. Shit, it's okay. I got you. Get it all out. Yeah, it's okay. I got you. I know. Your fist can't hurt me. It's okay. I'll wait till you're done. There he is. My sweet little guy. Are you done fighting me? Good boy. God, this really does bring me back. Remember when we were kids and you used to bully me so much? What did you used to call me? Oh, come on, say it. You remember, don't you?
Say it.
Oh, yeah, Pipsqueak. That's what it was, wasn't it? Well, that's when you were still bigger than me. Things are pretty different now, aren't they? I had quite the growth spurt, and... well, you stayed the same height, didn't you? Oh, big brother. I know your average height, but that still makes you so small when it comes to me. Now that you're calm, how about we have our special family time? We have a few hours, and I haven't had a good orgasm since last visit. Aw, don't be embarrassed. Remember? I locked my legs around you and made you splatter all that cum deep inside of my womb. It was so fucking hot. And I kept you there while I touched my clit and came with you inside of me. You remember yet? You made such pretty noises trying to get away. Can you make those pretty noises for me again?
Wrong noises! Stop yelling! I said, stop yelling!
I thought we learned our lesson by now. That struggling is useless, and all it serves is to piss me the fuck off. Fine.
You want to cause a scene? You're gonna have consequences.
Oh? This? This is your favorite little stuffy, isn't it? The one you've had for what? Years? I remember I used to want to play with it, and you'd be such a little bitch about it. You'd scream and moan and demand I give it back. And I'd have to give it to you because, well, you were bigger than me. But that's not the case anymore. Oh my god, you really are pathetic. Are you actually tearing up? Well, as much as I love seeing you cry, I came here to spend time with my special guy. Let off some steam and get some of that dick. And really don't want to receive another noise complaint from Mom and Dad, so let's just take your little stuffy's arm and stuff it into your mouth. Get it? God, I'm good. Stop. Oh, there we go. Look at you. Much quieter now. Looks like I got to play with your stuffy after all, huh? And together. Oh, you're so cute. You look so pathetic right now. I fucking love it.
Don't move.
Let me just make things a little more comfortable for us both. I brought some rope. Isn't that fun? I can barely understand you with that shoved in your mouth, you know. Come on, you can do it. Speak clearly for me. There you go. I knew you could do it. Kind of like when we used to play Chubby Bunny, huh? Well, I got the rope because I'm getting a little tired of you putting up a fight each week, and I figured this would be the easiest way to remedy that.
Do you want another black eye?
Yeah, that's what I thought. God, seeing you explain that to Mom and Dad was so fucking funny. I can't believe you actually said that you tripped and fell into the doorknob. Sometimes I think they know. I really do. They just find it more comfortable to believe that their little princess with a full scholarship isn't some brother-raping degenerate. In fact, I think that's why they've always tried to find some excuse to be outside of the house for a little while. They know it keeps me sane. You know why I do this. I love you. Why else would I be doing this? Here, let's not waste any time. I'll remind you about how much I love you while I tie your limbs to the bed. Now, you remember how depressed I was when I first went to college? I was barely eating, barely sleeping. I did my best to try and figure out what the fuck was wrong with me. I tried meds. Nothing made sense. So I went to therapy, and it was mostly a bust, but not completely. There was one thing my therapist was good for. He gave me a little perspective that helped me realize what the issue was. I missed you. So fucking much. And when I told Dr. Cyrus about you, well, not you, but this guy I was in love with, he told me to stop at nothing to manifest and make it happen with you. So, here I am. Then why do I hurt you? Well, lots of reasons. I hurt you when you make me angry. When you turn me on. When I want to hear you whimper. When I remember how much of a shit you were to me growing up. But honestly, it's because I want to and can. Well, maybe that's not how you show your love. But I think love is complicated. It can be messy, violent, and sometimes it's between a brother and a sister. You know we're not the first, right? Look at history. Look at the porn you watch. We all know stepsister porn is just to avoid outrage and outdated laws. It's one of the most popular fantasies of all time, and look at us. We get to live it. You know I don't just like hurting, right? I'm not a monster. Are we forgetting about how good I can be to you? How many orgasms have you gotten since we started dating? You don't? Well, I do. 14. That's how many times I've made you come. Yeah, I did count. That's because I care. I care about us. We're family. Family's everything. I never really understood that phrase until I finally realized just how much I needed you. I don't know why it took me so long to really verbalize all of this. I guess I was just shy. You must have been really confused the 14 times I raped you. Well, it's only been 5 or 6 instances, but yeah, I guess I count it for each orgasm I forced out of you. You're so quiet. I guess you're scared. God, it's cute. I made you flinch. God, you are so fucking cute when you think I'm gonna hurt you. Let's get some tears going now, shall we? There we go. Just let some of those tears on my hand. Ta-da. Talk about a tearjerker, huh? Get it? Because I'm jerking you off with your tears. Oh, was I too mean? Your face does look pretty swollen now. That's gonna be awkward explaining to Mom and Dad. What should I say this time? You got stung by a bee? Let's just go with the ran into a wall excuse you like so much. No one will believe you, but at the same time, no one will believe you're really getting fucked and abused by your sister. Oh, God, I love this. I love you. This isn't love. Yeah, maybe to you, it's not. I think it's funny how often people think that they get to monopolize the definition of love. That it has to be selfless, that it has to be kind. Nah, that's bullshit. Love is whatever I want it to be. Love is raping your brother because you have to have him. Love is beating him because his whimpers and tears make you come harder than anything. Love is controlling every single fucking thought that he has in his cute little brain. Love is a little sister jerking him off with his tears while she tells him just how much she loves making him suffer. Love is making him come harder than he will ever with anyone in his entire fucking life. Love is whatever I say it is. And right now, love is teaching my brother to come at the tech. And right now, love is teaching my brother to come at the count of 10. 10. Come on, you know you like it. Don't fucking lie to yourself. Your body's betraying you. You're rock fucking hard. 9. Come on, baby. My little baby bro, come on, you can do it. Come on, we're just gonna 8. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, you're squirming. 7. What if I just slap that pretty face of yours again? 6. Oh, you fuck. That's so high. Oh, you're crying so much. 5. I'm such a good boy. Oh, no one will ever believe you. 4. Come on, you can do it. 3. 2. Oh my god, you should see the look on your face. You really thought I was gonna just let you fucking come? God, there it is. The desperation, the whimpering, the begging. You wanna come badly, don't you? My sweet big brother, love of my life. How about you make me feel good too, and come deep inside of me? Is that a fair trade-off? Let's make your 15th orgasm the one that splatters deep against my womb, and gives you that deep guttural fear that I might be pregnant. And I'm going to eat up that despair. You're going to worry each week and wonder if I'm just gaining a freshman 15, or if I'm eating for 2. And that anxiety and fear is going to make me come so fucking hard. And maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I won't. Who knows? You won't. Do you still want to come?
Shh, don't answer that. It's better if I don't know. Schrodinger's consent. Can you get harder for me, please? Come on. Wake up, big guy. Sister needs to get fucked. Come on. There we go. Look at that. You even leaked a little pre-cum, too. So fucking hot. This is why I feel like calling this rape is sort of an inside joke between us. You clearly like it, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, there we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love how hard you get when I make you hard. Oh, there it is. Oh, fuck. All the way in. Let me just really enjoy it.
being filled up by my big brother. Oh, fuck. Oh, even just grinding on it like this feels so good. You hit that special spot without even trying. Oh, it's like you were made for me. I'm gonna have to thank Mom and Dad when they get home. Oh, fuck, they really broke the mold with you, didn't they? Come on, let's pump it out. Let's pump out that load out of your cock. I fucking need it. Yes. Oh, yes, 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 there it is. All that fucking feeling. Oh, I can barely survive a week without all the feeling that makes me have to leave my lectures and finger fuck myself in the bathroom whenever I think about it. I need it. I need it so fucking badly. I need to ruin you. I need to break you into a million little pieces so that I can savor every fucking piece as I eventually swallow you whole. Oh, give me your neck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Oh, come on. Just hold on a little longer. Oh, come on. Almost. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. That was fuck so fucking good. Oh, sorry, I forgot to make you come. Hey, you awake? Hey, wake up. Hey, this isn't funny. Hey, wake up. Hey, wake up. I'm sorry. Please wake up. Wake up, please. I'm sorry. I'm so wake up. Oh, God, thank God. I'm so worried. I'm so sorry. I went too far. I shouldn't have choked you. I'm sorry. I got carried away. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. No, it's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. It's gonna be fine. You just passed out for a second. I know, it was scary, but I'm here. I love you. I love you so much. Okay, well, I'm very sorry I almost killed you. That was not my intention. And moving forward, I am going to make sure I do not get carried away again. Oh, my love, this is just part of every relationship. Sometimes there are little speed bumps that you just do your best to get over them and keep moving forward. I may want to hurt you, but I would never want to kill you. I want you forever, don't you understand that? I know it doesn't make much sense to you, but love is often confusing. They do say women mature a bit faster than men, so maybe that's why you're still so confused. It's okay. I can be patient. Now, let's just lie here, okay? I won't hurt you anymore today. We'll save that for next visit. Come here, lay on my chest. I'll take care of you. I'll keep you safe, I promise. Hey, come on. Don't give me that look. Why don't I get a little sewing kit and fix your stuffy? Would that make you feel better? I'm serious. Of course I'll do it. What are sisters for? Hey there! This is Rotten Little Bitch, and thank you so much for listening to this script file. The aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I am consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out truly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself. Grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket, or a snack. If you haven't eaten today, go eat. Go eat. And let yourself relax a little bit if you need to. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day or night.